I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. French President Emmanuel Macron says it's up to Ukraine to decide the time and terms of peace with Russia. Speaking at a peace conference in Rome on Sunday, Macron said that when the moment comes, the international community will be there. There is concern that support by Ukraine's allies in Europe might not be eroded due to, or may be eroded due to, soaring energy costs with the approach of winter. The French leader advised it, saying, to speak of peace now, call for peace, while seeming unbearable for those who are fighting for freedom, it seems like a betrayal of Ukraine. Macron is scheduled to meet with the Pope Francis on Monday. Macron is a centrist, and he met privately in Rome with Italy's new premier, the far-right leader Giorgio Meloni. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has now implied that claims made by Russia's defense chief during a round of table and phone calls meant Moscow was setting up the stage for developing a radioactive device on Ukraine. Earlier in the day, Sergei Shokin, or Shoigu, held phone calls with his counterpart from the United States, Britain, France, and Turkey, alleging that chivalry was preparing a provocation in Odense with the residential and radioactive device. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Congresswoman Liz Cheney now is vowing to do everything she can to prevent former President Donald Trump again from becoming president on the United States. We get details from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The threat that he poses is too great.
House January 6th Committee Vice Chair Liz Cheney tells NBC's Meet the Press former President Trump has demonstrated his willingness to use force to stop the peaceful transition of power.
We've been very clear about a number of different criminal offenses that are likely at issue here.
Offenses she believes should be prosecuted. As for the Republican Party, Cheney says many of its current leaders and candidates have embraced Trump's election denial.
A very dangerous and toxic place.
And she says,
if Donald Trump is the nominee of the Republican Party, the party will shatter, and there will be a conservative party that rises in its place.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
China's economic growth accelerated in the latest quarter, but still was among the slowest in decades as the country wrestled with repeated closures of riders with flight virus outbreaks. Official data released on Monday showed that the world's second largest economy grew by 3.9% over a year. That in the earlier months made it until September. It is up from the previous quarter of 0.4%. A Brazilian politician attacked federal police officers seeking to arrest him in his home on Sunday. And this is also hearings long step that the caused alarm and a scramble for response, all from the highest level. The Roberto Jefferson, a former lawmaker and an ally of President Jair Bolsonaro, fired a rifle at police and then threw several grenades. He wounded two officers and the Rio municipality. Commander Levi Grasbeck, or Gasparian in Rio, has said in a video message that supporters on his WhatsApp that he is to release and refuse to surrender, though by early evening he was already in custody. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.